Blog Talk Radio.
Loose and be free
in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday Night Bible Study. We thank God for the opportunity to be here so that we can receive as we continue on our study of lesson about rejection. Amen. We are studying, as we started on last week, dealing with the spirit of rejection, healing a wounded heart. A lot of us have experienced rejection at some point in our lives. Amen. We're overcoming rejection. Amen. And being healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us pray as we enter in. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come on tonight, that we can receive, oh God, your word, that we will be filled, oh God, made whole. Amen. Made healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So right now we come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of frustration, every spirit of distraction, destruction, every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination, every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, and worry. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every lying spirit, every accuser of the brethren. Amen. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of death, amen, premature death, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit operating outside the Holy Spirit right now, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us, come off of us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name as we enter in. Father God, we ask you to open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty in your word, Lord God. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, who you are in your word, so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and on our minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And Lord, we thank you for it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray as we enter in. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank you, God, for all that God is doing, all that God has done. Again, we are having our continued lesson of rejection. Amen. If you're online listening on today, hallelujah. If you have any questions concerning the lesson or you missed last week's lesson on Wednesday, you can always go back, amen, online to Blog Talk Radio for the preacher and the pastor. If you're already on the site right now, you just go to episodes, and then you would click on the episode from last Wednesday to be caught up on the lesson and study. Amen, so amen, so we all can be on one page. Amen. So we thank God. So we're going to pick up here in our lesson and study about rejection. Healing the wounded heart. And we're talking about what are the three levels of acceptance. You know, there are levels of acceptance. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 and 18, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. So when we reject someone, if we look closely, we may find that we are repeating the same rejection that we ourselves have received. So the same is true of those who have learned to be accepting of others. See, typically we give what has been given to us. However, your past rejection need not determine your future. You can grow in your ability to become more and more accepting even when you yourself have been rejected. Again, the Bible says in Isaiah 43 and 18, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. So the three levels of acceptance, one is zero acceptance. No matter what I do, I'll never be accepted. See, the person who totally rejects you harbors deep hurt and bitterness and extends no grace and mercy. But the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 to 32, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Amen. So that's zero acceptance. Now, two would be, we're talking about the level of acceptance, is performance-based acceptance. I feel accepted only when I perform perfectly. See, the person who accepts you based only on how you act demands you must meet my requirements and rarely offers grace and mercy. But the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 13, judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over the judgment. Again, that's James chapter 2, verse 13. Now, the third level of acceptance is unconditional acceptance. So no matter what I do, even when I fail, I always feel accepted. The person who accepts you, especially when you fail, lives with a heart of grace and mercy and reflects the heart of God. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 7, verse 9, show mercy and compassion for one another. Write that down. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 9, show mercy and compassion to one another. Amen? Show mercy and compassion to one another. That's very important. Hallelujah. Amen. And a question, church, for us is, can an authentic Christian be rejected by God? Can an authentic Christian be rejected by God? And the answer is no. Based on various verses in the Bible, an authentic Christian who has truly trusted in Christ will still sin, but will never be rejected by God. So if you find yourself fearful of being forsaken by God, claim the following truth from God's unchanging word. The Bible says in Psalms 94:14, for the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Again, that's in Psalm 94:14. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you have any questions or comments at this time on what we just discussed here, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Amen. Amen. So let's move right along. Let's talk about the characteristics of those feeling rejected. We're going to talk about the characteristics of those feeling rejected. These are some things that people are dealing with daily. There, I'm trying to understand, how do I overcome this? You know, I'm operating in fear. I have this sort of rejection. I fear of being rejected. I don't know how to get over this. I read the Bible, but I'm still feeling this way. I'm not able to overcome. I know the word says I'm free, but I don't feel free. So let's talk about the characteristics of those feeling rejected. So I'm going to give you a story here. The teenage years can be replete, you all, with life's most painful rejections. Because of severe insecurity, young people crave acceptance from others and often overact to any rejection. And we can witness it for ourselves, either we've been through it or we see that our children have been through it or going through it. By age 17, Joseph felt the sting of rejection from his older brothers. But in truth, Joseph played a part in causing his brothers jealousy. Although God had given Joseph a special ability to interpret dreams, Joseph unwisely disclosed a certain dream to his older brothers, which implied that one day they would all bow down to him. Speaking these words was not smart on Joseph's part. When we look in Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 through 7, we see here Joseph had a dream, and when he had told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. Now, this is in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 5 through 7. Okay? So how impertinent you are, how arrogant, resenting the implication that Joseph would lord over them. His brothers continued to be filled with an animosity that eventually reached a boiling point. These brothers who felt such intense rejection in turn took revenge and made sure that Joseph would pay dearly. Joseph's brothers did not realize that although some say revenge is sweet, it can also leave a bitter aftertaste. This is why the Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 15, see to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Amen? That's Hebrews 12 and 15. See to it that No bitter root grows up to cause problem and defile many. The question is, are you controlled by the fear of rejection? Are you controlled by the fear of rejection? If your sense of self-worth is based on the approval of others, you are on a runaway roller coaster with no ability to control when you are up or down. Your feeling of value is at the mercy of what others think about you. Your sense of identity is determined by how others respond to you. To get off this uncontrollable roller coaster and conquer your fear of rejection, allow the Lord to control your life. Amen. He created you and established your worth when he made you in his image. As you put your trust in him, he will turn your fear into faith. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 29 and 25, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Amen. Hallelujah. That's Proverbs 29 and 25. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and know that you are kept safe. You don't have to operate in fear. You don't have to be afraid. Amen. You don't have to live a life of fear of what men say, what men can do, and how they feel about you and how they value you. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord and you are kept safe. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So let's talk about the message of one who is addicted to the approval of others. Some people are addicted to the approval of others. So if you think you may be living for the approval of others, honestly evaluate the information that I'm about to give to you now to see if they reflect your self-talk. All right? I'm not good enough. I have to try harder. I have to earn your love. I have to be perfect. I can never please you. I always feel stupid. I'm always the one at fault. I'm not acceptable in the eyes of others. I know that what I think isn't important. I know there is nothing likable about me. I don't deserve to be loved. I don't feel anyone could really love me. I don't feel that God could ever love me. Even though you may think these thoughts are true about yourself, they don't reflect God's truth. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Amen? For an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So understand that God loved you. God loves you. He loved you first. Amen? Hallelujah. Write that scripture down, 1 John 4 and 10. See, a lot of people have a fear of rejection, whether we admit it to ourselves or others or not. Let's take the fear of rejection test. If you feel controlled by the fear of rejection, then our focus will be on being people pleasers. So, however, we need to say what the Apostle Paul said. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4, we are not trying to please men but God. Say that. We are not trying to please men but God. That's 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4, chapter 2, verse 4. We are not trying to please men but God. If you are uncertain whether or not you are living for the approval of others, I want you to answer the following questions honestly to see if you live with the fear of rejection. Do you avoid certain people out of fear that they will reject you? Do you become anxious when you think someone might not accept you? Do you feel awkward around others who are different from you? Do you feel disturbed when someone is not friendly toward you? Do you work hard at trying to determine what people think of you? Do you become depressed when others are critical of you? Do you consider yourself basically shy and unassociable around others? Do you try to see the negative in others? Do you find yourself trying to impress others? I want you to ask yourself this. Answer these questions honestly. Amen. Answer them honestly. Do you repeat negative messages about yourself to others? To yourself. Do you look for clues as to how others are responding to you in order to avoid the pain of rejection? Do you say yes when you should say no to others? Do you expect others to respond to situations and conversations in the same way you would? Do you hear people saying that you are a codependent person? Do you experience hypersensitivity to the opinions of others but insensitive to your own emotions? Do you often feel overly controlled by others? Do you struggle with anger and resentment towards others? Hallelujah. Do you seem to be easily manipulated by others? And I say hallelujah because I'm just so grateful that because we have the Holy Spirit, because we have Jesus Christ, and because he has set us free, that we are free. We have a choice to receive it and be free, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. This does not come from the kingdom of God. This is straight from the kingdom of Satan. So if you conclude that you have been controlled by the fear of rejection, you have lived for the approval of others, I want you to take this verse to heart, Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. The Bible says, am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I will not be a servant of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. I want to talk about what are inner symptoms of rejection. Because I want us to identify this and be delivered from it. Amen. Once and for all. What are the ramifications of rejection? Perhaps you've been unaware of its subtle impact on your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. See, one obvious assault that rejection makes on your soul is an altering of your own self-perception and the inevitable insecurities that seem to arise out of nowhere when someone painfully turns away from you. That rejection can sear the deepest part of your soul and at the same time mess with your mind, taint your thoughts, and make you question your ability to function normally. But God, who knows every rejection you will ever encounter, never planned for you to be emotionally or spiritually disabled. Amen. Although you will be rejected, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Amen. You will abound in every good work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We need to take that. Make sure you write that down. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there, I'm going to go over seven different symptoms here of those who have been rejected. So these are the following of many of the classic symptoms of those who have been rejected in the past and as a result of a fear of future rejection. So I'm going to break these down for you right now. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, you all. An ambivalence, which I have a difficulty making decisions. If I make the wrong decision, I could be rejected. Anxiety. You know, I have a real apprehension when someone says, trust me. Bitterness is one. Meaning you harbor bitterness toward those who rejected you and toward God who allowed it to happen. Depression is another. You know, my heart feels so heavy. The pain has pushed me down. Distrust. Escapism. Life hurts. I just need to numb the pain. Fear. Fear. You find yourself and I live in fear of being rejected again. Flat emotions. My heart is so deeply hurt that I can't seem to feel excited about anything. Guilt or false guilt. I feel so bad about myself. No wonder I was rejected. And this is you speaking for yourself. Inability to accept love. Even if others say that they love you, you feel like it's not true. Inferiority. I know I'll never measure up. I feel that you'll never measure up. Insensitivity. I can't feel for others who are in pain. I can't feel for others who are in pain. Or introspective. I've got to keep analyzing what's wrong with me. low self-worth. I know I'm not worthy of being accepted. Resignation, whatever it will be, so I try. Self-condemnation, I feel terrible. I know I'm to blame whenever I'm rejected. Self-pity, I'm always ignored. No one reaches out to me. Self-rejection, I wish I'd never been born. Withdrawal, I'm not willing to be vulnerable again. And worry, I'm afraid. I'm scared for life. I'm scared for life. Amen. And so just going over some of these, you all with you, the symptoms of those who have been rejected in the past and as a result and have a fear of future rejection. And some of these are some of the symptoms here. Amen. So I decree and declare that we are delivered. Any of us that are dealing with that right now today, amen, and still living that, I decree and declare by faith in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and his name that we are delivered from and that we are set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly here. We have about 5 minutes. Amen. So let's talk about what are our signs of rejection. What are the outer signs of rejection? See, their unseen pain of rejection can sabotage your soul and shatter your spirit. However, the outer signs of rejection are easily seen and even felt by others. When someone special walks out of your life, the joy of living is snuffled. It snuffs you all out like having a wet towel thrown on a lit candle. The darkness of desertion can discolor your perception of others and do untold damage to your relationships. The saddest part of it all is that rejection breeds rejection. So in truth, no one can avoid being rejected or treated unjustly at times. However, when you remember that your identity is in the Lord because of your relationship with him, not in your having been rejected by others, you will experience the truth that you, like Paul, can be, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9, hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Amen? Hallelujah. That 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9, decree and declare over yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. Knowing that God is for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? See, many of the outer signs of rejection are abuse, mistreating others and even yourself, addiction, seeking solace in addictive behavior in effort to numb your pain, anger, feeling bitterness toward others and even toward God, apathy, you all giving up on life, not caring about anything, arrogance, acting superior to others, competitive, assuming I have to be the best, critical spirit, being condescending towards others, defensive, arguing with others for self-protection, dominant, controlling others in situations to an excess, exaggeration, bragging to impress others, hatred, loathing primarily directed toward yourself, isolation, becoming a loner as a means of self-protection. I want us to understand this so that we can finally be delivered and be set free and understanding the outer signs of rejection, what they are. And I'm just naming a few here. Jealousy, rebutting suggestions and success of others. Legalism, complying with rigid rules based on black and white thinking. People pleasing, trying too hard to please others. Perfectionism, you all, feeling like a failure unless you do everything perfectly. Performance-based acceptance, believing your acceptance is based only on how well you perform. Rebellion, resisting the authority of others. Come on now, come on. There's a study of help, amen? Subservient, you all. Cowering in the presence of others. Undisciplined. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for helping us tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lacking self-control and boundaries around others. And vengeful. Getting even with others. Now, these, you all, if you're just entering in, these are many of the outer signs of rejection as we just went over. Amen. And we're going to be wrapping up here. And I want you all to just take in what we have went over tonight, what we've learned on tonight. Amen. If you said yes, or no, or know that that was you, or you are dealing with that now, be delivered and set free. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to wrap up here. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Amen. Please press 1. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Amen. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go over the scriptures, you all, that we that was given on tonight, so that you can go back over those scriptures for yourself. Amen. Isaiah 43:18. Ephesians 4:31-32. James 2:13. James 2. Zechariah 7:9. Zechariah 7:9. Amen. Psalm 94:14. Genesis 37:5-7. Genesis 37:5-7. We're talking about Joseph. Genesis 37:5-7. Hebrews 12:15. Proverbs 29:25. 1 John 4:10. 1 John 4:10. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. Galatians 1:10. Galatians 1:10. And 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Amen. And last but not least, church, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. And I'm going to leave out with that. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We're hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Amen. Amen. I hope you all was able to receive on tonight. Amen. As we continue our lesson and study, when we'll be back here on next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just thanking God once again for the opportunity to be here to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Putting our trust in the Lord, knowing that we are saved. Amen. I mean, there's so many standards we try to live up to in this world, what man says, and making sure we have, you know, that degree or the college degree, or we're not good enough, or that six-figure paying job, or that house, or that car, or, you know, just getting approval of having the approval of men and not feeling validated. But the Bible tells us, put your trust in God and be saved. Amen. Not seeking man's approval. Amen, but seeking God. Amen. And we thank you, Father God, on tonight for the lesson. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. We love you, and we need your God. We come asking for more of your God. Even now, as we close out on tonight, though we leave this life, but never your presence, knowing that you're with us, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll continue to point to us great and mighty, O God, your knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, Father God. Help us, O God, to apply to our daily life. Lord, help us to be a doer of the word, amen, and not just readers and hearers of your word, but to be a doer of your word. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone who have a ear to hear, whether now or in the future, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you and love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you for, hallelujah, for free and all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a beautiful night in the Lord. A sweet dreams and a peace of sleep on tonight, knowing that God is with you, his angels are encamped around you, protecting you from seen and unforeseen dangers. Remember, God loves you, and if God be for you, who could be against you? Amen. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is already defeated. You all have a blessed night. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout, then I'll